Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Both major candidates in the presidential election continue hitting the swing states. Donald Trump in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
My supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lion Kamala. Higher
quality. Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania.
We love our country. And when you love something, you fight for it.
More than 60 million Americans have already cast ballots in the upcoming election. The U.S. and other mediators are ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and Gaza, circulating new proposals to wind down the regional conflicts during the Biden administration's final days. The Los Angeles Dodgers winning the World Series in five games, overcoming a five-run deficit last night with the help of errors to defeat the New York Yankees 7-6. That's the sound of fireworks in Los Angeles. This is ABC News. There is now another path toward possible freedom for the Menendez brothers.
Days after announcing that he's asking a court to resentence the brothers, Los Angeles DA George Gascon is requesting clemency from Governor Gavin Newsom. The brothers have served 34 years in prison for the shotgun murders of their parents in their Beverly Hills home in 1989. Advocates argue new evidence of the alleged abuse the brothers suffered at the hands of their father justifies a review of the case. By law, the governor is not allowed to decide on clemency for 10 days.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Survivors of the worst natural disaster to hit Spain this century have awoken to scenes of devastation after villages were wiped out by monstrous flash floods that claimed at least 95 lives. And when most of us think of Japan's Mount Fuji, we picture it with the iconic cap of snow. But this year, no snow at all. This is the latest that Mount Fuji has ever gone without snow in the peak records that go back to 1894. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow. Hero, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop, too, into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. It is 6:06 on this Thursday morning, October 31st, Halloween, 5 days till Election Day. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app, on demand by podcast, through our social media video feeds. Thanks for starting your day right here. I've got a question for you and for Greg Bach down at Radio Park. It's a very simple question. Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Because I know somebody who did. I'm in an especially good mood today because of that, Mr. Bach. I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Bach.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
I'm just incredibly happy I had pie for breakfast. Because Todd Alba's What Makes Wisconsin Great bus tour included a stop in downtown Eau Claire last night, and the man surprised me with a Norske Nook pie. Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. My coworker's like 38 hours into the Northwoods, and I'm just sitting here pieless with you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Well, not literally, but I mean,
it's how it feels like. So it feels like
right there on the camera.
That's like what that. It feels like.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies and that somebody had pie for breakfast?
You're right. You know what? You're right.
I know.
Here, this is for me and for to you.
Thank you. It's always a good day. Come on. What was the last breakfast treat you started? You know, you had something naughty, like maybe a birthday cake the next day or something like that. Don't pretend you've never had, spoiled yourself with a breakfast.
Dude, if you're looking at me in the live stream, you know that I've eaten cake for breakfast. All right, so.
Isn't it great? Isn't it a good feeling?
No, I love a good, I guess, naughty breakfast, as you could. That sounds terrible.
A naughty breakfast.
I mean, I'm also just a big fan of just waking up and eating the leftovers from the night before, especially if it's like a pizza or a Chinese food. You just get the box and you're like, I'm just going to sit here and eat this lo mein for breakfast because I can, because I pay taxes and a mortgage, so I can do what I want. My dad's thoughts all make sense now.
Yes, exactly. I have lots of good, healthy, typical breakfast. Sometimes you just like to break the mold. And by the way, shout out to all the parents out there who are going to have, you know, a Snickers for breakfast tomorrow or something else out of their kids' candy stash. And you know I'm right. You know there's going to be so much candy for breakfast tomorrow, including some kids who really shouldn't have candy for breakfast tomorrow and are going to have stomach aches tomorrow afternoon.
It doesn't qualify as a naughty breakfast. It qualifies as just having a wonderful, wonderful spouse who just is like, can I make you some eggs and biscuits and gravy, and she made like these garlic baked eggs with homemade biscuits and gravy on Sunday morning.
And the
gravy was better than any restaurant I've had in recent memory.
Bridget.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's amazing. She's amazing. Great. She is amazing. Oh.
I like how we turned the corner on this. Very nice. Happy Halloween, everyone. I'm not in a scary costume. It's something for the kids for tonight. Hope they all have fun. We're not going to do anything too spooktacular over here. So there we go. And that's the extent of our Halloween coverage, everybody. Because frankly, we've got a lot to do, especially since my favorite costume of the year actually happened last night at the airport in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Donald Trump dressed as a garbage man, riding a garbage truck with his campaign logo on it, driving in circles around the airport tarmac. I looked this up, Greg.
Yeah.
It has been 13,197 days since Michael Dukakis turned a photo op into the most disastrous cell phone of all presidential campaigns. And Michael Dukakis will turn 91 this weekend. And finally waking up this morning feeling redeemed after Donald Trump's garbage truck ride in circles around the tarmac in Green Bay. I mean, all you needed was for the garbage in the back to be on fire, and the metaphor would have been absolutely perfect.
Well,
chef's kiss.
We here at Civic Media have various chats for various shows and whatnot. And Jane Matinere, the luminous, wonderful host of Matinere on air at 10 a.m. every morning here, Monday through Friday, sends a text.
By Greg Bach.
Yeah, you know, I do all right. She says, she goes, am I seeing this? Twitter has Trump driving a garbage truck in Wisconsin. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And I look and I see it and I just respond with, I don't even know what to do with this. I mean, it's just, I first was like, is it anti-Trump? I'm like, well, it can't be anti-Trump because they wouldn't let him on the tarmac. And then I see him and I'm like, did Kamala work as a sanitation worker that they can't find her paychecks? This is just, I don't know who came up with the idea, but he was so, remember when he got in the big rig truck?
And the
he
big
was,
rig, yes.
And he was yelling at imaginary people on the imaginary road.
Yep, it was very meme worthy, yes.
I think he really likes these jobs. Like he's like, I'm a garbage man. Ah, I got the reflective
like at
vest.
McDonald's.
Woo!
Yes. He's cosplaying an actual working American.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's just amazing that the things that he will green light and, you know, again, he doesn't care. He's got money. He doesn't care that, you know, we're all mocking him today, but let's get to the point. We're all mocking him today because when we say there are no guardrails on Donald Trump anymore, that's the thing. In fact, let's play a soundbite proving that there are no guardrails on Donald Trump anymore. When people say, oh, there were people that'll stop him from this stuff. Listen to what he said during his rally at the Rush Center last night after being introduced by Brett Favre, the person embroiled in a Mississippi welfare scandal. Here he is talking about how his aides talk to him. And I want to point out one thing before we get going here, and then I will tell you what all is coming up on the show today. But while we're on topic, listen to how he says, there's this thing that happened 4 weeks ago, he says roughly. And in the middle of it, he says, you know, well, I'm president. I can do what I want. The man still thinks he's president of the United States, as he had this to say about women and how he feels about whether he can say something appropriate about women or not.
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say, so why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well.
Yes, I can.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
Oh.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not. Needless to say,
wearing a reflective vest.
Yeah, while wearing the garbage man vest. The Kamala Harris campaign was quick to jump on that, and so you'll see a commercial going around with him saying over and over again, whether the women like it or not, accompanied by headline after headline after headline after headline of Donald Trump's problems with women and his problems with consent. So that's been Donald Trump's day in Wisconsin. So, you know, I don't think he had nearly as positive a day as, say, Vice President Harris, who was hitting the unity theme hard in Madison. And we'll hear the end of her remarks coming up in the next segment here. I should mention what else is coming up on the show today in our second hour, busy second hour. We're going to be joined by California Congressman Adam Schiff. He's in Wisconsin campaigning for Senator Tammy Baldwin, but he has another special reason why he's here in Wisconsin, because he too is running for U.S. Senate, hoping to move from the House of Representatives to a Senate seat. And so he's targeting one particular California resident as he pursues that California Senate seat, and it's what brought him to Wisconsin this week. Also, we'll talk to our friends from Motherhood for Good for just about 2 years now. We have had a Women Win Wisconsin segment on Thursday mornings where we highlight women who are looking to be leaders in their community, maybe engaged in public service at the state level, maybe working in various community groups or causes. It's been a wonderful segment. And our friends at Motherhood for Good took the segment on about a year ago or so, I guess. And, well, no, a little under a year, that's right, when Kristen Lierley began her run for Congress. And, by the way, this whole segment was started by Sarah Godlewski, but then she became Wisconsin Secretary of State, so she could no longer work that segment for us. But the segment has stuck around from Sarah Godlewski to Kristen Lierley to Motherhood for Good. Well, no candidate this week. This time, it's just the moms. And they're joining us to talk about the things that, you know, they hope that other busy moms keep in mind as they either head toward the voting booth or encourage their friends to go vote. I mean, that's the whole reason for being with Motherhood for Good, is that these are moms who had always said traditionally, we're too busy for politics. We don't have time to study up on these things. We don't have time to vote. We don't have time to be, you know, volunteering for campaigns. And they're hearing from other moms saying, well, you'd better, because otherwise things like the Dobbs decision happen. And so Motherhood for Good has been extremely busy, and they want to share their message with other busy moms just ahead of Election Day. We'll also talk to Joseph Pecky coming up here in less than 20 minutes. The new Marquette poll is out. Wisconsin's a close state. You're going to hear that again and again, and it's why your vote counts. But we'll talk more about what's in the Marquette poll and what it is that Joe Zepecki finds encouraging about it. We'll also get Luke Mathers in here to talk about civic media matters, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be here as well. Here are the temperatures around Wisconsin. They are 20 to 30 degrees cooler than yesterday, and they're going to be about 10 to 20 degrees colder tomorrow at this time. So right here in Chippewa Falls, it's 46, Hayward 41, Wausau 47, La Crosse 53, 49 in Rapids, 42 in Amory, Green Bay's at 51, Madison 58, Waukesha 61, and at Radio Park in Racine, it is 66 degrees. But again, the temperatures are just going to fall all day. So you're going to have to bundle up the trick-or-treaters if they're doing their thing this evening. So let's pause here and remind you that ahead of Election Day, there's still plenty of time to get information on the candidates, on the races, where to vote, even how to vote early today or tomorrow, and maybe the weekend, depending on your locale. Head to the voting guide at upnorthnewswi.com or Dan Schaefer's voter guide at civicmedia.us. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this beautiful Thursday morning, when you're here, you're up north. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water.
I'll tell you why Hootie and the Blowfish are part of today's history lesson coming up in about 30 minutes here on Up North News Radio. Our daily newsletter is always available by subscribing online. Head to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and get on board with that. Christina Laurie puts that together for us, and she has, of course, you know, it's Halloween, and one of the treats that, you know, you think about at Halloween time is caramel apples, because you got all the apples being harvested and all kinds of ooey-gooey ways to make them good. So she's got a little story about the history of caramel apples and where you might find some of Wisconsin's best caramel apples in all of their many varieties. Also, a story about what should be on your fall bucket list if you're interested in a little weekend road trip around Wisconsin, some of the attractions that you might want to consider seeing. And then finally, an article about childcare costs. How do you address the childcare crisis? For Vice President Harris, it's about capping costs and expanding the child tax credit. You ask Donald Trump about it, and somewhere in the midst of the word salad, you hear nothing except tariffs. And that apparently, if you hike tariffs on imported goods enough, there will be money for childcare. But all that money will already be going to pay the higher prices at stores because of the tariffs. So read more about that at our newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com for the latest on that. Jordan Love did not practice on Wednesday with the Green Bay Packers. He remains hopeful about the possibility of playing Sunday after a strained groin that prevented him from finishing last weekend's game against Jacksonville. Love says, I've made progress. It's definitely feeling better. I think every day there will be some improvements, but definitely feels better than it did back on Sunday, which, again, makes sense. But whether he's recovered enough to play this weekend is, you know, still a point of contention. He's thinking that he has a realistic shot of being able to play on Sunday. Meanwhile, that Packer game on Sunday, that's a late game. He says, pulling up the details against Detroit, Lambeau Field pregame at 1 o'clock, kickoff at 3:25. Catch the game on Civic Media stations WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WRCO in Richland Center, and WCQM in Park Falls. Well, the World Series has wrapped up, and for all of the hype about, you know, having a Dodgers-Yankees World Series and how great this was going to be, I know when I saw parts of the game last night, the Yankees had a five-run lead So I just assumed that, you know, this thing was going to go six or seven games easily, and it did not. Apparently, the Yankees had an epic defensive meltdown. It helped the Dodgers have a five-run fifth inning that tied the score. And then the Dodgers went ahead after the New York bullpen squandered a lead in the eighth inning. The Dodgers won Game 5 7-6 and took the World Series 4-1. Now, the only reason I saw parts of the game comes back to that whole thing of Todd Alba bringing pie yesterday. I saw him at the District, which is a bar restaurant right next to the Pablo Center at the Confluence here in downtown Eau Claire, as he rolls on with Trygve Olsen and their What Makes Wisconsin Great bus tour. With an actual bus this time. They're not all piled into Todd's pickup truck. There is a bus. They are rolling from town to town. They were in Osseo broadcasting yesterday. They had a function in Eau Claire last evening for listeners to stop by and say hello and maybe get some apps or a beverage. And then came the long bus ride to Wisconsin Rapids, and Todd will be broadcasting from Wisconsin Rapids later today on his noon to two show. More about, again, What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. A very nice thing about talking up the positive aspects of Wisconsin in these final days of the 2024 presidential campaign. Former President Bill Clinton will be campaigning on behalf of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz with a canvas launch at 1:15 this afternoon in Oshkosh, and then a meeting with faith leaders who are encouraging early voting in Milwaukee. That's coming up today at 4:30. All right, let's start to wrap this up by this segment anyway, by talking about the rally by Vice President Kamala Harris in Madison. And I thought, rather than looking for the right little news excerpt to play, let's just listen to these last 2 minutes of what she had to say to the Madison crowd. She had already thanked all the young voters, all the first-time voters who came out. They might have come out to see Mumford & Sons. They might have come out to see Gracie Abrams. But they were also very focused on voting. And Kamala Harris said to them, "I am very proud of you because you are eager for change, and that there's nothing that will stop her from encouraging the way that they are rightly impatient for change." Let's give a listen.
So Wisconsin, okay, we got 6 days to get this thing done. And no one can sit on the sidelines. So let's spend the next 6 days so that when we look backward after the sixth day, we will know we did everything we could, okay? So now is the time to knock on doors, to text, to call, to reach out to family and friends and classmates and coworkers and neighbors. And as we do, here's my request. As we do all of that, let's be intentional about building community. And let's be intentional about building coalitions. Let's remember that the vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us. And let's approach this. Let's approach this with that spirit, and with the spirit of in the face of a stranger seeing a neighbor. Let's do it that way, okay? Let's do it that way. And let us remember that your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power. So, Madison, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom?
Joe Zepecki is coming up next. You're up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Let's face it, talking about cattle prices has been a real conversation starter this year around Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. At least one economist doesn't see that changing anytime soon. Barrett Nelson is with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he says just take a look at cattle inventory numbers. They're about the same as they were a year ago. He said the only thing we have to continue to monitor along with those numbers, consumer confidence.
Up to this point, since that July timeframe, now we've seen record highs made in a total of 6 of the last 7 months of this year entirely. So going back even a little bit further behind that July. And so beef is still going up. Right now, I don't think the overall choice in the beef cutout can go a whole lot higher before we start seeing some consumer demand shift away. You know, our consumers are getting tired. The inflation story has gone on for quite a while now. These higher prices are exhausting.
Barrett Nelson, economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers don't want to get overly confident about what's happening with cattle numbers, though. He said right now the latest cattle on feed report came in with 11.6 million head out there, basically the same as last year. Placements were down about 2%. Marketings were up around 2%. He says there's a lot of fed cattle on the market right now, but there's also good packing margins that are keeping things moving. But he said don't become overly confident about what's happening with cattle. If you're confident about cattle, you won't be confident about our grain crops. Numbers are next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
On Wednesday, the barrel cheese gained 3.5 to 192.5. 40-pound block cheese was down a half at 189, while AA butter gained 1.5 to 270.5 per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 2 right now, 20.25. December corn is down 2. November beans are up a penny. December wheat currently 4 cents lower. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop, too, into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bob's Burgers and Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate. Then Chicago-based film critic Mariah Gates joins the show to talk noir. All this and the popcorn pick of the week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, welcome back. It is 6:34 on this Thursday morning. Joseph Becky back with us, back from the road. The king of the road, the king of the bus tours.
We had two Protect Our Care bus tour stops on Tuesday in Beloit and Kenosha. But last week I was in the southeast part of the country, started in Florida, went through Georgia, went through North Carolina, trying to whip up support for the Harris Walls ticket on behalf of National Security Leaders for America. It was a great tour. It was very successful. People are locked in, paying attention, and know what is at stake. And now I'm home, dear old Wisconsin, for the duration.
Yes, but will you sleep much? No, probably not.
No, and my joke is my Halloween costume this year was I was campaigning like I was a younger man. I'm going to tell you right now, these long weeks on the road, they hurt more when you're in your 40s than they did when I was in my 20s.
Oh, in your 40s. That's adorable, Joe. That's great. 60 is going to be so fun for you. Before we get back to, you know, what's happening between now and then, we'll make a brief detour into the final Marquette University Law School poll before Election Day. I know the joke is old. I'm going to tell it anyway. People say, what did the Marquette poll say? It said Wisconsin's a close state.
Yeah.
What else do you want to know? You know,
I don't think there's much else to take away from it. You know, my joke this week to folks asking what the polls say is, who cares what the polls say when they're sampling 800 to 1,000 respondents when we have a million votes already cast in Wisconsin? That tells me a lot more about what's going on than the poll. And once again, my read of this poll is you would much rather be Kamala Harris or Tammy Baldwin. And that's not just based on the head-to-head number. Frankly, the head-to-head number tells you less than ever, because there are third-party candidates in both contests for president and for the United States Senate. And the top-line reporting number makes no sense that they tell you it's like 50 to 49. The two major party candidates aren't getting 99% of the vote, folks. The numbers to look at are the full field tests. And whichever way you slice it, likely voters, registered voters, have voted, haven't voted, you'd rather be Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. And that's not just because they are ahead in that poll. It is also because on the characteristics, the traits of these candidates, they are leading by much more significant margins, which bodes well for those late deciders who are going to maybe even walk in to the ballot booth on Tuesday, not knowing exactly what they're going to do. You would rather be the candidate that shares the values of more voters, that is viewed as trustworthy and honest by more voters, and not as the candidate who is viewed as too old or too Californian. And those numbers are all jumping off of the page at me, and they also don't mean that much. Don't go into the crosstabs, go vote and take some friends.
Yeah, it is. That's the ultimate poll here that people have to deal with. However, there is this problem that some people have, that they have these values and then they're just very easily forgotten or memory holed or something based on some new information that they saw, even if it's misinformation. And specifically, I'm referring to last minute, you know, waves, tidal waves of negative ads. Yeah. That's what brought down Mandela Barnes, was a wave of racist ads by outside billionaires on behalf of Ron Johnson. And for as good as Tammy Baldwin often looks, that this relentless wave of anti-trans messaging, which no candidate got in this race because of that, but by using that as a cudgel, I worry could have the same effect on some of these late-breaking voters as the anti-Mandela Barnes ads had.
Well, while Pat worries, I'm here to tell you it belies the inconsistency of Republicans, and it is why people are abandoning the Republican Party, including Republicans. Right. So we have been led to believe by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Eric Hovde, and Lord knows who else. They all keep saying the economy is the number one issue. But that's just their lips doing the talking. When you look at where they're walking, And where they are running the most ads, it is on these, I'll shorthand to cultural issues. And that's because they know they don't have an economic argument to make because their policies favor those at the very top, the uber wealthy, and not working in middle class families. And that's who Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for. That's what's at stake. They don't have an economic agenda to run on other than tariffs, which will cost Wisconsin families thousands of dollars every year and lead to global instability, or tax cuts for the uber wealthy, which will add trillions to the national debt and not trickle down to everybody else. So, of course, they got to try and distract, but it's not working, even with $20 million behind it in the case of the Senate race, which is why I'm not all that surprised that that last Marquette poll has more Republicans supporting Tammy Baldwin than Democrats supporting Eric Hovde. I mean, he can't even get the right share of Republicans to vote for him. That's how out of touch this guy is.
Right. And there's ample reason to be encouraged. The point that I bring up is basically to guard against any measure of overconfidence. Although at this point, any measure of confidence is seen as overconfidence. But we head into this final weekend with so many people having voted, but many people will be late breaking that way. So you continue to see the parade of candidates as well as surrogates and celebrities and everything else. And Joe, I can't help but put a really positive face on that about, that people understand the stakes of these races and they understand that Wisconsin voters are not people you take for granted. You have to show up. And, we'll see that later today from Bill Clinton, who's going to be in Oshkosh and Milwaukee. We've had Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in Wisconsin last night. We're going to have them again in Wisconsin tomorrow. So, that's a positive takeaway from this is nobody should think, well, I guess things are good. You don't really need my vote.
No, that's not the case. And no one is taking anything for granted, nor should they. I think if I could just sort of try to center us here. There are certainly thousands, if not tens of thousands of Wisconsinites who are genuinely well-intentioned, fairly well-informed, and do not know what they're going to do in this election. And what I would like to do in the remaining time we have is just talk to them, just have a little chat, right? Because I believe that it is a totally normal, natural, and human response to that's something our brains do to try to repress bad memories. We don't want to relive the worst day of our life, the dumbest thing we've ever done, the most embarrassing thing we've ever done when we were trying to get somebody to go out with us on a date. We don't like doing that. We also don't like thinking about how bad and scary things were for this country in the not too distant past. And what I am asking those folks who genuinely don't know and maybe think, well, I think the economy was a little bit better under Trump. What I'm asking you to remember is that on the core defining issue of what the job of the American president is, which is to keep the American people safe and to defend our country, he failed. He failed to meet the moment when confronted with a global pandemic. That is what tanked the economy. He was not responsible. He was not responsive. He was not open to new ideas and new information or to change his worldview on any of it. We did not have to lose 1.1 million Americans to that disease. We did not need to see the job loss as steep and for as long as we did. That is what happened. And I don't blame people for not wanting to remember it. But I am here to tell you that the way that Donald Trump conducted himself in office and the way that he has evolved and changed and gotten worse since then is genuinely too big a risk to take. When someone's, for the first time in history, vice president, two of their secretaries of defense, their national security advisor, their director of national intelligence, and on and on and on tells you, Republicans all, right? John Kelly is the guy who implemented the Muslim ban. He is no liberal, right? He is a 4-star retired Marine general who worked closely with Donald Trump as his chief of staff. And when he is telling us and warning us about the way that Donald Trump comported himself in office the last time and warning us that he's gotten worse this time, it should sway people, even people who may not want to race to the polls to vote for Kamala Harris. I'm really excited to vote for Kamala Harris. I already did it. I think she's going to be a good American president. But even for people who are not over the moon with Kamala Harris, I'm asking you to, as difficult as it may be, remember how dark those days were between the pandemic and a conspiracy to steal an American election, overturn the will of the voters, a charge of the Capitol, and how scary that was. We don't want to go back to that. We're not going to go back to that if millions of Americans do the right thing. I think ultimately we will, but I think the bigger the margin, the more likely it is that we can turn the page and be done with this chapter of Donald Trump in our lives. And I think even people who may find him amusing at this point would recognize, like, yeah, you know, once we can move on from this, things will probably be a little bit better. Let's turn the page. Let's vote Harris.
So if we're talking to those particular voters, let's talk about issues. And so then we'll end as we began with the Marquette poll. We're on issues. Harris is seen as better on abortion policy, ensuring fair and accurate elections, health care, Medicare, Social Security. In the Marquette poll, Trump was viewed better on immigration and border security, the Israel-Hamas war, and the economy, with a slight edge in handling foreign relations. We don't have time to cover all those, but I want you to take any there where Trump is seen as better on one of these issues and tell voters what maybe they have forgotten about Trump's first go-around.
Well, among the reasons those former secretaries of defense and directors of national intelligence and very senior-level national security folks are not backing Donald Trump this time is that we apparently came much closer than anyone knew at the time to former President Trump launching military actions, firing missiles, setting off global conflicts in places that would have led to instability and suffering throughout the world. Those folks are supposed to know more than you or I, not just about what's happening in the Middle East, but around every spot on the globe. And they are warning us, you cannot trust this man with the nuclear launch codes. And so I would just leave it there. And I would say that, you know, Kamala Harris is somebody who was one of the last Americans to talk to Vladimir Zelensky in person before Russia invaded Ukraine and tried to warn him in no uncertain terms about what was going to happen and what the U.S. was prepared to do. There is no higher stakes diplomacy than that. She is ready to be commander in chief on day one, and she demonstrated it in that moment and in moments throughout the Israeli Gaza conflict, war, I don't know what the right word is, we're using it. It's a mess. We need steady, serious, sober, global leaders on the world stage. That's what Kamala Harris is, and Donald Trump isn't. Can I take one that goes the other way, though, that's better for Harris? Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, this week, put it out there, folks. They are coming for Obamacare if they win. They will dismantle all of the progress we have made on healthcare. I was honored to be talking about this with Tammy Baldwin and Tony Evers on Tuesday of this week, and the threat is real. If Republicans have the White House and the Congress, they are coming after healthcare. All of the progress that's been made to lower costs, to make prescription drugs more affordable, to make insurance more accessible, it's all gone, just like that. That's another issue that is on the line here.
And by the way, that takes us to a couple of these congressional races where there's this old joke of people saying, well, I hate Congress, but I like my congressman. But you really ought to open up the lens wider than that, because yeah, maybe Brian Stile, you know, maybe you like him, maybe Derek Van Orden. But if they're in the majority, they're going to do things to you that aren't going to feel so nice, because they're part of a block that's no longer the nice guy. It's what a Republican majority would do.
And it applies across the three competitive races. Tony Weed, Brian Stile, and Derek Van Orden will do the bidding of MAGA. Two of them have already shown it in Congress. And Tony Weed ran with he's been Donald Trump's best bud. Like, that's how he got the gig. Kristen Lierley, Peter Barca, and Rebecca Cook will not work for Kamala Harris in Washington or Hakeem Jeffries or Nancy Pelosi. They will work for you. That is how it ought to be. Cast your ballots accordingly, friends.
Joe's Pecky. Talk to you during election week. Enjoy your day.
Can't wait.
Back after this. You're up north.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris. A better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Welcome to Wayne's World. Greg and Pat sitting in the back seat as we drive toward Milwaukee.
It's the good land.
It's the good land from the Algonquin. Queen released Bohemian Rhapsody on this day in 1975.
Oh, God. Is this seriously like I've heard? Pat, how many times have you heard this song? Honestly, how many times do you think you've heard this song?
Oh, boy. I mean, what, a couple hundred?
Yeah. But,
you know,
and when you go away from it for a while and you listen to it like right now, like we're doing, it just hits again.
Yeah.
Oh.
It does. And I will, there's not a musically creative bone in my body. So songwriters are some of the people that I admire most because it's really easy to write a bad song.
Oh, yeah.
but to write something with layers and depth and, you know, we're going to use this instrument instead of that one. Mm-hmm. I could watch music documentaries all day long. But one of my favorite things on TikTok right now is a guy that breaks down classic songs layer by layer.
Yeah.
I love that, which I'm sure people in the music business were like, well, that's just a basic part of our job. Yeah, but we never get to hear the construction of it.
Yeah.
And this Bohemian Rhapsody is just a great example. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, yeah. I just love it. And like really quick, there's the story of Freddie Mercury playing it for their producer and playing, you know, all the regular radio bits, and he goes,
yeah.
And this, darling, is where the opera comes in. The guy's like, oh, God, no.
It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
Just a very good movie. If you haven't seen it yet, do. Birthdays today. Dan Rather is 93 years old today.
Protect him.
I know. We mentioned Michael Dukakis earlier because of the Trump with the garbage truck thing, which replaces Dukakis on the tank as dumbest photo op of all time. But Michael Dukakis turns 91 this weekend. Bill Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray, is 79 years old today.
Yeah.
Jane Pauley is 74 today. And in a bittersweet note, John Candy was born the same day. He would be 74 today, but sadly passed away 30 years ago now at the age of 43. And then even more unfortunate is that I have to tell you about one more birthday.
Okay.
Happy 57th birthday to Robert Van Winkle.
Play. Yo, I'll solve it while my DJ revolves it.
Yikes.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yep, Vanilla Ice is 57 years old today.
And still making money off this song.
And I was going to say, he's still cashing the checks. So didn't I just say, it's easy to write a bad song or to take a good song and make it bad. The number one song this day, 60 years ago today, 1964, was by the Supremes. Have an all Motown day one of these days coming up.
That's what Earl does on Mondays.
Does he still do Motown Mondays?
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
this was the Supremes' second number one song following Where Did Our Love Go, and made them the very first Motown act with two number one hits. On this day in 1941, Mount Rushmore was completed after 14 years of work.
Completed or they gave up? I mean,
it's up for debate. That Crazy Horse one, still going. Going to take another 100 years or so.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It's definitely, you know, taking shape. Hootie and the Blowfish were signed to a record deal by Atlantic Records this day in 1993. They rewarded the record company handsomely with their debut album. The album, of course, was Cracked Rear View. It would become the best-selling album in the label's history with number one pop hits like Only Want to Be With You, Let Her Cry, Hold My Hand, and Time. All were top five hits off Cracked Rear View. If you follow Liverpool soccer, then you know the song, the team song by Jerry and the Pacemakers. It was number one this day in 1963.
When you walk through a storm, hold your hand up high.
This is not the version that I grew up hearing it. Once a year, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah.
It was always Jerry Lewis singing it at the end of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah.
And it was always a tearjerker. And I wasn't as familiar with Jerry and the Pacemakers. Look at Tony up and actually puts on YouTube, boo Liverpool, okay. Go Everton.
It's fine, Tony. You'll live. It's fine. By the way, go Newcastle.
There we go. I don't think I told you this story about for the longest time, knowing absolutely nothing about English Premier League because this was the late 1990s. And we had all kinds of gear for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Because we had a daughter named Chelsea. We just saw it in the store. Like, hey, that's cool. Chelsea's name is on a jacket. Pretty soon people were like, oh, you just root for that team, you know, because they're number one. We're like, what's the team? What? So.
Yes, you're exactly the most right, savvy. Tom. Fine. Yes, we root for them because they're number one.
Yes. We weren't the most savvy consumers. But just as an aside, I heard a version of this otherwise very slow song by Dropkick Murphys. And I love to play that every year at this time just because it's so different. I just love it. Here's Dropkick Murphys' version of You'll Never Walk Alone.
Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown.
Is this not Dropkick Murphys right here?
Yeah, right.
It could not be more Dropkick Murphys. It's Girl Scout Founders Day. It's World Cities Day. It is Knock Knock Joke Day and Doorbell Day, of course, for Halloween. Congressman Adam Schiff and Motherhood for Good in our second hour of Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigby Olson and myself join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.